What did you call it?
Manopy.
A hearth, or?
I imagine that's what we did, but I can't remember.
And do you know what andirons are? Andirons?
No, we didn't have any. I don't remember of any.
Andirons.
Oh, but heat them on the stove?
No, that's where they put the logs. That was a piece of iron where the logs sit over. But most of the time they had a grate in them, a grate. Now, let me tell you about Christmas.
Okay.
In Christmas, in this here front room where we had the fireplace, that's where we hung our stockings up to this here fireplace on the mantel. And Christmas morning, we couldn't go in there until we'd all eaten our breakfast. Nobody could go in until they'd eaten their breakfast.
What did you have for breakfast?
Oh, we usually had cereal, we had eggs. We had eggs and
mushrooms.
Yeah. But it was always cooked. It was rarely we had prepared cereal. I can remember the first corn flakes we ever had. But anyway, he wouldn't let us go in there until we'd had our breakfast. And then he'd line us up. The youngest one first and on down. And that's the way he'd let him go in to see what we got for Christmas. Well, for Christmas, we had our sock. And that's what we got, was what was in the sock.
What did you usually get?
Well, usually we got maybe a piece of a clothes, some clothes, you know, or something like that. But I can remember the time I got a pocket knife. Now, these pocket knives probably cost 50 cents. But I was thrilled with that pocket knife. Because I wanted, my dad had a pocket knife, and I wanted a pocket knife.
What did you do with your pocket knife?
Oh, gosh, we used that all the time. We had that with us wherever we went. We had the pocket knife. If you wanted to cut a limb off to get a fork for a handle for our flipper, that's what we used, is a pocket knife. And we whittled it out. But we didn't have a lot of tools. The tools we had were very scanty.
What? Did you ever make whistles?
Yes, we used to make whistles. Now, the whistles we made was, we'd go down and get a willow. The willow trees was a, and you'd have to go in the spring when the sap just started. Then you'd cut this whistle and cut the end, and then you'd pull it apart. See, you'd pull the stick out of the bark.
Out of the bark?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then you'd make it, and then you'd make this whistle, and then you could blow the whistle, and you could make a trombone out of it. But we made lots of whistles.
Oh, okay. How about, I have a list of things that I need to just ask you about, and some of them aren't really related to what we're talking about, but I'll just ask you. There's a little section here on school. You know, tell me about school. Where did you go to school, and where did people go to school around here, and what kind of teachers were there? And
well, we all went right up there, just two blocks up to the school. That's why the school where I went, they've torn down. But they had two buildings up there, the red building and the white building. And that's where we went to school. And
Did everybody go to school? Everyone think that was important?
Yeah, that was important. All the kids went to school. Their teachers were pretty good, but they didn't have the methods that they have now, and we didn't have equipment or anything. For instance, when I was in high school and went to the shop, the only power equipment they had in that shop was a bandsaw,
uh-huh.
And he wouldn't let us use it.
Really?
Now, you know, you go to the shop and they've got everything. They got lathes and they got all kinds of equipment.